All around us, the field lights up with small fires, illuminating the faces of women squatting by them to prepare meals. I can still make out thousands of people milling around or walking to unknown destinations. Others, like us, have stopped to rest for the night along the roadside. My family scrambles to set up our encampment in the field near an abandoned hut. My brothers gather wood to build a fire, while Ma and Cave prepare our meal. Chu is brushing Gek's hair, being careful not to pull it. When everything is set up, we gather around the fire and eat a dinner of rice and salted pork that Ma cooked earlier in the day. There are no tables or chairs for us to sit on. While we kids make do with squatting, my parents sit on a little straw mat that Ma has packed. "I have to go to the toilet," I tell Ma urgently after dinner.
"You have to go in the woods."
"But where?"
"Anywhere you can find. Wait, I'll get you some toilet paper."
Ma goes away and comes back with a bunch of paper sheets in her hand. My eyes widen in disbelief. "Ma, it's money. I can't use money."
"Use it. It is of no use to us anymore," she replies, pushing the crisp sheets into my hand.
"I don't understand this.
I know that we must be in really big trouble. I know this is no time to argue, so I grab the money and head off to the woods. After I finish, Chu and I decide to explore the area. As we walk, we hear leaves rustling in the bushes nearby. Our bodies tense. We clasp each other's hands, holding our breath, but then a small feline silhouette saunters lazily out of the bushes, looking for food. The owners must have forgotten it in their hurry to leave.
"Chu, I wonder what happened to our cats."
"Don't worry about them. We had 5 cats in Phnom Penh. Even though we say they were our cats, we had no real claim to them. We didn't even have names for them. They came to our house when they were hungry and left when they were bored."
"Well, somebody is probably having them for dinner by now," Keem teases us when we ask him.
We all laugh and scold him for saying such a thing. Cambodians do not generally eat cats and dogs. There are specialty stores where they sell dog meat, but at a very expensive price. It is a delicacy. The elders say that eating dog meat increases body heat, thus increasing energy, but you shouldn't eat too much of it, or your body will burn up and combust. That night, Ma tucks me in on the back of the truck. While Chu, Gek, and I sleep with her on the truck, the older kids sleep on the ground with Pa.